Do you like being told no? Well, not many people do. There's something inside of us that wants to do something we're warned against. To hear the words, you really shouldn't do that, or I think it's important for you to do this, has a way of driving us in the opposite direction. This is especially true when we hear those directives from someone in authority, like a parent, a boss, or the Bible. In fact, God's word has a way of really messing with our sense of independence sometimes. And that, my friends, is called sin. It's our pride, our flesh, that thing inside of us that rises up and says, who do you think you are telling me what I can and can't do? But the answer to that question is, he's God. He made us, and he has the right to direct us in whatever direction he sees fit. He makes the rules, and we need to play by them. But still, we just don't like being told how to live, as we see in Romans chapter 7. I would not have come to know sin except through the law, for I would not have known about coveting if the law had not said, you shall not covet. But sin, taking opportunity through the commandment, produced in me coveting of every kind. For apart from the law, sin is dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin became alive, and I died. True life is not found in doing what we please when we want to do it. A true and contented life is found when we live in right relationship with God, doing as he has directed in his word. That is how we're wired. To live autonomously is to be in bondage to our own selfishness and pride, and that is a sorry condition indeed. So live for Christ today, following God's directives, and you will find a peace and contentment that surpasses all worldly promises.